Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Says podcast number 476. And yes, my voice still sounds like crap, but I'm going to continue with my schedule as always. Thank you for listening to the last episode. And I'm just going to try to dive right into this because I think you can relate to this. Have you ever just been trying to accomplish something? And the people around you or people near you just keep getting in the way of your progress. They keep slowing you down. They keep doing stupid things to get in the way. You see, I have a habit. I have a habit of nicknaming people, but I never actually say the nickname out loud. I have a nickname for people in my mind, right? Whatever the characteristic that you have that I either love or hate somehow becomes part of your name in my mind. Right? Like if I know your name is Jimmy and I know you to be a good dude, such a good dude that it's a characteristic that is outstanding in my mind, I go, hey, there's Jimmy Good Dude. I don't call him Jimmy Good Dude outside of my face, but inside of my mind, I call him Jimmy Good Dude. Right? Say Bobby is an a-hole, right? I don't call him Bobby a-hole. I call him Bobby if I see him, but in my mind, I call him Bobby a-hole. That's just the way it is. For those of you who've been listening to my podcast a lot over the past decade or so, you know that I tend to do that. I did some episodes, very popular episodes, called Granny Sweet Butt. I never actually called her Granny Sweet Butt outside of my face, but in my mind, I called her Granny Sweet Butt. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because that's several episodes of the podcast. Just go look up those episodes and I hope you enjoy them like everybody else has. But here's the groove. The reason I call her in my mind called her Granny Sweet Butt was because I was going to the supermarket and there were these two young guys kind of following this lady around, right? And they were marveling over this, how spectacular her body is, particularly her bottom, her buttocks, her ass, right? And they were like drooling, giggling. And these are grown men, like 19, like 20, 21 years old, somewhere around there, giggling, right? But they couldn't get a good look at her because they was trying to look at her and not be seen and caught looking at her. But what they did do was eventually she turned around and they realized that even though she had the body that made them think she was about 25, she was literally almost 50 years older than that. She had the body of a 25-year-old, but she was actually old enough to be their grandmother. And it kind of ruined their day, right? And when I found out who they were looking at, I was like, wow, I can see what they're talking about. And in my mind, I said, she's like a grandmother, right? But she does have a sweet butt, as they were saying. So in my mind, because they were talking about her, quote, sweet butt, and she did look like a grandmother in the face area, because she was one, she just took care, really incredible care of herself and had fantastic genetics. In my mind, I called her Granny Sweet Butt every time I saw her. I didn't say it, but it was in my mind. And that's one of the things I always do, is I do that all the time. Now, the reason I gave you that little bit of information was because I wanted you to understand what's going on. Everybody, anytime you get, like I said, people that get in the way, I always call them the in the ways. It's almost like it's their last name. Like, oh, here comes Frank in the way. Here comes Susan in the way. Here comes Bill in the way. Those are the people that get in the way and block you, right? Say you're trying to lose some weight. You're trying to lose some weight and you got a nice little groove going. You've been eating good for 2 weeks and then your friend comes along and he decides to start eating quadruple cheesecake right in your face. Hey, man, I can't eat all this. I didn't touch this part. Do you want it? And he knows you want it, right? But he's not paying attention to the fact that you got 2 weeks of good eating. And if you bite into this cheesecake, man, it's either going to be really, really difficult to stay on the right track or you're going to fall off the track. And the whole night, you're looking at that slice of cheesecake sitting there, right? Everybody else is talking and you're pretending to have a conversation with them, but you're not listening to them. You're not talking to them. Only thing you're doing is hearing your mind go, eat that cheesecake, boy. Come on. You ate good for 2 weeks. One gigantic piece of cheesecake. That's not going to hurt anything. Go ahead, eat that cheesecake. Now, I don't know whether you can fight off that thought or not, but it just put a big damper on everything. It was in the way. You were on the right track, and he put this piece of cheesecake in the way. He's an in the way. There's a lot of people that are in the ways. The first in the ways in your life were your parents or your siblings, right? If they were your siblings, they're the ones that always, you know how siblings have to always torture. Y'all just got to torture your brother or your sister. You have to do it. It's part of the contract when you're born. You have to torture your siblings while you're younger. Heck, you have to torture your siblings while you're older, because I still torture my siblings and my siblings still torture me. And we're, most of us are middle aged or approaching it. Even the younger ones, they totally torture each other because that's our job. Right? But when you were a kid, your parents, he's eating cookies. They wouldn't have known that you were eating cookies. There's a big buck, there's a big thing cookie jar in there. They wouldn't have known you took a couple of cookies, but your stinking brother and sister told on you. They got in the way. And now all of a sudden you did get those two cookies, but now you have to think about the 10 cookies you don't get because you don't get any cookies this weekend at all because of them. Oh, that's horrible, right? Maybe you're sitting there, you're about to make a phone call. You're trying to get up the courage to call that person you've been wanting to date for a long period of time. You finally got the phone number. You're trying to get up the courage. You literally just need to be left alone. It's kind of a momentum sometimes. You know what I mean? When you have to get yourself in the right mindset and you got to get the momentum going. You got to get the positive self-talk going. You got to get everything rolling. You got to get everything rolling. You have to get everything rolling because you want to, you have to do whatever it takes to get the momentum together to make the phone call to that person you've been dreaming about dating. You want them to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You want it badly and you just want to know. And right around when you're about to make that phone call, your brother or your sister picks up the phone and starts talking about nothing in particular. Right? You go to your parents. I was about to make the phone call. Well, you weren't on the phone, Johnny. And she's on the phone or he's on the phone now. And you know the rule. If the person gets on the phone, they get an hour to talk. And then you can, then an hour from now, you can use the phone. And you're sitting there, right? And now you're sitting there being really angry at your sibling who's not even talking about anything particular. They're literally watching a TV program with the person they're on the phone with and not even saying anything. Maybe occasionally they'll go, did you just see that? But they could have done that at any time. But no, they got to do this now. They didn't even really like that show too much. And they're looking at you, and you know they're looking at you like, ha 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 ha, too bad, punk. They don't even know what they ruined for you. But they know they ruined something. And that's what their job is as a sibling, to get in the way. Right? But the original in the ways have always been your parents. And they have to get in the way because they have to protect you from doing dumb stuff. When you were a kid and you wanted to ride a box top down, the top of a box, you tried to make a little car out of it and you wanted to slide down the steps. You were thinking that your parents are the worst people in the world or really they're basically keeping you from a broken arm and a concussion because you're sliding down metal steps with metal handrails. And if you bounce off them, you're going to wind up in the hospital because you're young and stupid, but you don't want to hear that crap. You're mad at your parents. They don't want me to have any fun. No, they don't want you to have a concussion, right? When you were a little kid, you're trying to stick things into the electric socket and they take their hands away and they put the little plugs in the electric socket. They don't want me to have any fun. No, they don't want you to, they don't want the electricity to arc and kill you. That's what it is, you little idiot. Right? You see a kid in the basement, they got, right? And you think that you forgot to lock the thing, to lock the cabinet underneath the sink. And then, cause if somebody, a phone call or something, you ran out of the room, you walk back down and you see the kid has poured some ammonia into a cup and they're now trying to take the top off the bleach and then you down, bum, 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 bum. The music from Mission Impossible runs into your head and you have to run over there and grab that thing because if you know even a little bit of that bleach and ammonia get together, you're going to have to run out of the house and have hazmat people running in there because that's a corrosive and disgusting and poisonous gas comes from that. Man, I was just trying to do some experiments, man. They didn't want me to have any fun. No, they don't want you to be on the floor putting you in an iron lung, you little dope. He's in the way, man. Right? I remember as an adult, I was dating a lady and we're having a great time. Right? And there was a guy that didn't even want my girlfriend at the time. He wasn't trying to get with her. He was happily married. But he was one of those guys that literally needed to put people down to make himself feel better. He wasn't even trying to get my girlfriend, but he saw an opportunity to try to put me down to make himself look better. Right? I overheard him talking to a mutual friend, and he was literally going out of his way to be extra nice to his wife. Not because he was trying to be nice with her, but because his wife told him how funny I was, and he thought he was funny. He wasn't. And he didn't like the fact that his wife thought that I was funny. So he, all of a sudden, I became public enemy number one temporarily. So every time he had an opportunity to try to make me look bad, he tried to make me look bad. Right? Well, S. Anthony didn't vacuum the floor? What kind of boyfriend is that? What? S. Anthony didn't wash your car? What kind of boyfriend is that? I just hadn't gotten an opportunity to. I literally was about to vacuum that floor, and I had made an appointment to have her car detailed, you know, better than a hand wash. And he kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it until I had to confront the guy. What is your problem, man? Because he kept getting in the way. And there was no reason for that. Do you have people like that? Do you have people that are always in the way? I know. It sounds like I'm being nitpicky, but I'm really not. There are people who will do that to you on a regular basis. I had a neighbor. This is back. Right now I have unlimited high-speed internet in my house, and I have it on the phone too, right? Because nowadays, everything has to be pretty much unlimited because of the size of the files. If you're on YouTube, you better have unlimited. I have 2 podcasts and a bunch of YouTube channels and all that kind of stuff, so I have no choice. I have to do unlimited. But back then, I wasn't in the house that much. I wasn't home that much. So why would I pay for unlimited if I didn't have to? I'm going to pay for internet that I'm not using. Hell no. So I didn't have unlimited. I had a certain amount. But my neighbor got a hold of my Wi-Fi. Yeah. And he started using it. And like I said, at the time, I paid for a certain amount of internet to try to save some money, a certain amount of internet. And every time I came back, I was like, I didn't use it. And you know, the internet companies are going to be like, sure you didn't. Right? So one day I came home early. And if you look into your system, you can see someone is currently using your stuff. So I shut it down. And I didn't know which one of my neighbors was doing it. Couldn't tell. Because this guy was in the, or gal, I didn't know at the point, was in the way. Because when I went back to use my internet, all of a sudden it started costing me more money because somebody was using my internet and it wasn't me. That rotten sassafras and Jehoshaphat. And I started thinking about it. Wait a minute. If this person is milking my Wi-Fi, then that means they don't have it. And that means I'll know who it is because they're either going to come and ask me some questions or they're going to have an attitude. So let's just see which one of my neighbors has an attitude. The lady to the right, she comes by. I meet her. She's her normal, pleasant self. Another neighbor comes by. Nothing changes. Another neighbor, nothing changes. And then there was this one last guy. We didn't really get along badly, but we didn't get along well. We kind of waved at each other, right? He was pleasant enough, but now all of a sudden, he's got an attitude problem. Ooh. Now, all of a sudden, instead of parking his car the way he normally would park his car, he parked it a little bit closer to my tree, which made it a little bit more difficult for me to get my car to the parking space. Right? When something would mistakenly be delivered to his house instead of my house, instead of calling me immediately, he would call me 2 or 3 days later. Oh, by the way, that thing you were waiting for that was time sensitive, here it is. Sorry about that, buddy. Ooh. And now I know. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to turn the Wi-Fi back on. I'm going to let it back open. I'm going to see if he's been constantly checking to see. I'm going to leave it on for 2 days and I'm going to see if his behavior changes. I come back to the house. All of a sudden, he's parked the way he's normally parked. And when he sees me, he waves out the window. Hey, man, your mail came here by accident. Okay, let's confirm this by shutting his punk ass down one more time. Shut the Wi-Fi down for him. And all of a sudden, he starts parking badly again. This time, he's parked even closer. In fact, so close that the spot in front of my house is smaller than my car. I gotta park around back and walk a quarter of a block to get into my house. But this time, the mail person leaves his mail at my house. Third notice. You know what comes after the third notice? You notice somebody in the back of your house cutting off your electricity. And if he doesn't have electricity, well, he won't need Wi-Fi if his electricity is off. Am I petty enough to not give this man his letter until after his electricity is off? You know, because I lost track. Oh, I didn't realize this was your... Am I petty enough to do that? Well, the answer to that is, of course, no. I give him his letter back. And then I start a conversation with him. Hey, man, you know what? Somebody's been getting into my Wi-Fi, man. Really? Yeah, man. I mean, it really wouldn't be that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things if I didn't have limited data. But I mean, I have limited data. I can't afford to pay for unlimited data, which was true at the time. And, I had to shut it down because they were, and also if the person does something weird or they go on some weird websites or look at some weird crap, people are going to think it's me, because it's going to be my IP address. So, I mean, I really had no choice. And I see the guilt on his face because he didn't consider that. He just was thinking about the fact that he wanted what he wanted at the time. He was in my way because he was costing me money. He was in the way because he was opening me up to people. Maybe if he was going to someplace weird, making people think that I'm going someplace weird on the internet. Right? And I saw the guilt on his face. And he couldn't even look at me. He was pretending like he was reading the letter, but the letter was backwards. He was looking at the back of an envelope. I don't know what you're reading on the back of an envelope, is what I'm thinking. And then I remembered to tell him. I said, you know what's really cool, though? I'm just glad I was able to get the deal I had with Wi-Fi. You know, the funny thing about it is I have a referral, right? You know, if I gave a referral to somebody, they get a half off because I've been a longtime customer. They get half off for a year. Really? Yeah. But you probably don't need that. You know what? I think I might do that. Yeah. Could you give me a referral? Sure. I can give you a referral. Yeah. So I gave his punk ass a referral. And his punk ass got his own Wi-Fi. With his punk ass. And all of a sudden, he was Captain Pleasant again. He was no longer Jimmy in the way. He was now Jimmy Cool now. And I like Jimmy Cool now much more than I like Jimmy in the way. Jimmy Wi-Fi stealer. Jimmy can't park. Jimmy mail holder. You see, those were the nicknames I had for his punk ass. But you have to ask yourself a question. If you have an opportunity to get rid of the people that are in the way, do you do it or do you just tolerate their behavior? Me personally, usually, when I see that a person is going to be the kind of person that's going to be in the way all the time, I tend to get rid of them if I can. As it turns out, some time has passed and I no longer live anywhere near this person. But I'm wondering if he is in the way of whoever is living next to him. Something tells me he is. But I wonder. I wonder. Well, folks, this has been episode number 476 of S. Anthony Says, also known as the S. Anthony Says Podcast. Thank you for listening. Don't be one of those people that becomes an in the way. Don't do it. Don't you do it, my friends. I don't think you'll do it. But I just want to say this, my friends. Thank you for listening. This podcast is everywhere. And as I said last week, it is now on YouTube Music, but it is also on Spotify. It is on iHeartRadio. It is on iTunes. It is on Amazon Music. It is on Audible. This thing is everywhere, my friends. So if you want to let a person that you love know to listen to this podcast, please do. If you have some friends that you think would like this, let them know about it. Because if you've been listening long enough to hear this, that means you love it. And that means that you love it. And if you love it, tell somebody else that you think will also love it. Okay? Much love to you, my friends. And I will see you again next week. S. Anthony out.